Human rights workers strike in support of sacked union members, Socialist Party reporters. PCS members at the Equality and Human Rights Commission, EHRC, HQ in London, are on strike as part of a month of national rolling action. They were in a confident mood at the start of a week-long strike. Unlike some picket lines, where there's a lot of passing traffic and pedestrians, this one is a bit tucked out of the way. But there's a building site right next to the picket line. One builder told strikers, "We read about you in the Metro, sacked by email. That's disgusting, especially from the Human Rights Commission." One striker told the Socialist, "The commission was going through a restructure and part of that involved cuts to save money. When the restructure began, they wanted savings of £658,000, but at the same time, created three new management posts on over £600,000 a year." On the picket line in February, 9 union members were sacked by email. They were given one day's notice, and banned from entering the office. It's shocking given the commission is supposed to be concerned about human rights. They originally wanted to reduce the headcount by 28. Lots left voluntarily and now there are 48 vacancies, yet the commission is refusing to reinstate union members. "We want them to lift the office ban, put some real effort into redeploy people, and give them effective support, to find alternative employment elsewhere, if they can't get jobs here. So we are now taking 4 weeks of action, 1 week in each office round the country. Glasgow last week, London this week, then Cardiff, then Manchester." Strikers commented that it is good that defending the EHRC is in Jeremy Corbyn's manifesto and hope that, if he wins, they will stop this attack. But they are prepared to fight on in any case.